Hello everyone and welcome to Friends Till the End, your one-stop shop for all things friends. I am Elizabeth and I am joined, as always, by my friend, Michael. Hello Michael, how are you doing?
I'm Michael and I've seen Friends over a million times.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, you botched it. But I love that you took the initiative.
I'm Elizabeth and I have never seen Friends.
Ever?
Ever.
We're back, baby.
Woo.
It's been a little while. I was going to wait for you to start talking, and then I was going to jump in with that. Yeah, man, it's been about a month since we last sat down and recorded.
The summer times are a little tricky for us.
Summertime madness, am I right?
Well, I should rephrase. The summertime is a little tricky for Michael. His schedule doesn't allow for a typical two-week release. Or one week, you know what I mean?
Well, it's like Lana Del Rey did say, I've got that summertime madness. Got that summertime madness.
It's summertime sadness.
I don't think so.
I don't know now. I feel like it's summertime sadness.
Between me and you, who's seen Lana Del Rey a million times in concert?
Neither of us.
Yeah, but if anyone was going to go see a Lana Del Rey
I've never heard concert. You speak about Lana Del Rey.
Are you kidding me? I love it.
So probably me.
I'm on the message boards all the time. It's
Lana on the blog posts.
Lana Del Rey this and Lana Del Rey that. I love it. Can't get enough of her. Brilliant.
Apparently she's, we're plugging her this episode.
She's great, man. Yeah. Kay. Can't get enough. Summertime madness from start to finish.
Summertime sadness. Summertime madness.
No one has sadness in the sadness, summertime. Are you kidding?
Madness.
Sun shining. It's great.
It's not great.
How you been, buddy? You alright?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, great. Thanks.
It's been...
Hey, it's been...
A really hot summer. It's on the east coast here of the US of A.
Don't tell people where we are. Don't.
On Earth.
There's crazy people on the internet.
I said on the East Coast. Ooh. I can be anywhere.
Mm. Okay. Can be on the West Coast.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So it's been hot. Really hot. Very humid. Very awful. So I've been... Anytime I walk outside, I just sweat. It's gross.
Yeah.
Almost as gross as the beer in your beer right now.
Well, you love the summertime, though.
I do.
So what are you complaining about?
It's so hot, I can't even go outside for more than, like, 10 minutes without just feeling disgusting.
Mm. Well, you know, this is what you wanted. You know, all the way through the winter, you were like, oh, can't wait for summer. And now it's here, and here we are, huddled up in the darkness.
Well, I think it's the fact that it's so humid that I don't like.
Mm. Well, that's what you get in the summer.
In certain parts of the country.
Give me a foot of snow, put me out there, shovel in the driveway.
You bite your tongue.
I'm as happy as Larry.
Get out.
Why do you make that face? You haven't shoveled a driveway in many a year.
That is not true.
Whatever.
Whatever, let's just
Whatever.
Get a show on the road.
So, do you remember where we left off? Do you remember the last time we recorded?
Nope.
It was the final day of 7... podcasts in 7 days. 7 days, 7 podcasts.
Yes.
So we're 7 episodes in to season 5.
Oh, we're on season 5. Okay.
We're in season 5. We're in Woo! The thick of it. Yeah.
Halfway.
We'll be halfway at the end of this season.
Okay, yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah, we have.
We have different ideals.
We'll get to Bamboozled in just a moment.
Great.
Can you remember what's been happening in season 5?
Can you give me like a couple hints?
Okay, so it began with Ross saying Rachel's name at the altar.
Okay, so Chandler and Monica are together.
They are.
Ross is now divorced, right? Or getting a divorce?
He's getting a divorce. They tried to work it out, and Emily was like, well, you have to not be able to see Rachel.
Right.
And Ross was like, I can't do that. So, it's over. Phoebe hates PBS. Do you remember that?
A little bit, yeah.
What happened in that?
She just really didn't like it.
Good, yep. The one with the Kips?
That's pretty much it. That's all I need to know.
Do you remember the one with the Kips?
Kips.
Yep, the Kips.
Kips. Nope, no Kips.
There was the worry that Rachel was going to be phased out of the group, so she was going to be the Kip, which was like someone that used to live. Right, yep, good. The one with the Yeti. With your favorite character in the whole entire world. Danny. The Yeti, Danny, the adventurer.
Yeah!
Absent from this week's episode.
Sadly. The one that Rachel kind of has a thing for?
Yeah, the one that was in Father of the Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Old George Newbern. And then Ross moved in with Joey and Chandler.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was the last one. And here we are, season 5, episode 8, the one with all the Thanksgivings, which we'll talk about all in due time, but first, it's time for a good old-fashioned round of Bamboozled.
Bamboozled!
Now, I know you don't remember this, because it's been a bit of time.
Bit of time.
But Bamboozled is a game we play where I ask you friends
trivia. I know what Bamboozled is. Okay. Sorry that I just shouted everyone listening on their headphones.
We invite you to play along at home. And please tweet us at FriendsPod your score and whether you were able to bamboozle Elizabeth for either credit and a shout out or to be shamed on the show.
Oh boy, I need a win. I need something. I need to get at least 2. I'll be happy with 2.
Okay. So my first question is, what was the name of Rachel's childhood dog, which died at the beginning of season 5, so in a very recent episode? She found out through a letter. She was like, my dog died. And Ross was like, that dog's still alive. And he had a very distinct name. It's not like Rover or Rex.
I know.
Or Buddy.
I think it's...
Or Banjo.
Is it or like Poopsie?
You're on the right track. Think about it. She's like, it's... And then Phoebe's like, yes, it does seem... But it'll get better.
Shitty.
Her childhood dog was not called Shitty. It was Lapoo.
Oh, okay. Poopsie wasn't that bad. That was
I said
good.
You were close, but I can't give you even half a point for it.
Fine.
I'm afraid. All right. This one I'll accept a couple of answers, right? You may... In fact, you probably don't remember. Season 4, the
Just
guys...
assume I never remember.
Okay, for a time in season 4, the guys moved into the girls' apartment and the girls moved to the guys' apartment.
Yes.
What did the girls get the guys to try and persuade them to move back, to switch back apartments?
Kissing each other.
You see, that's what they did to eventually get them to change their... to swap back. But what did they try... They offered them something first. Okay.
Sporting event tickets.
Yes.
Maybe to a Knicks game?
One Knicks game? That doesn't seem like it would be enough.
A whole season ticket.
Season tickets to the Knicks. I'll give you that.
Really?
Because you also got like the kissing, which was also correct. So I think we'll give you got that whole picture.
Yeah, yay.
All right. Who was / is Gandalf?
You shall not pass!
I would have preferred if you'd said, you haven't aged a day. Yes, that is true, but in the world of Friends, who or what is Gandalf? No, not who or what. Who is Gandalf? It's a person. And I'll give you another clue. We never see him. He is only spoken of.
An old friend.
I need a little bit more.
Okay. An old college buddy of Ross's.
And?
Chandler's.
Okay. What was he known for?
Oh, you know, he was known for doing all those crazy things and always...
Like, I know you're making it up, but I think you've said enough. He was like the party animal that was coming to town and the guys were like, yeah, we're going to party with Gandalf. And then he never showed up. So I'll give you that. I think that's fair.
Yes.
All right, that's
Everyone's
fair.
Everyone's going to hate
you. I think people are with you on that, even though you clearly did not know who Gandalf was. Okay. If you get this one, I'll be very impressed. According to Phoebe, what do you never run on? Monica was like, oh, you must have been really cute running on this thing. And Phoebe was like, you never run on this thing.
Ah! Ice?
No.
What?
The barge. Or a barge.
Oh, I don't think even with all the friends, fans in the world, would I have gotten that?
Nah.
I don't know if anyone else was gonna get that one.
I think they will. It was from the episode, you remember when, like, her old, like, singing buddy came back into town and, like, she was trying to persuade her to, like, sing with her again?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah, we grew up together on the barge. And Monica was like, oh, you guys would have looked really cute together running around on the barge. And Phoebe was just like, you never run on the barge.
Oh, that's pretty good. I've never thought of that.
All right, finally, what zoo did Marcel the monkey go to?
San Diego.
You're right! 3 out of 5.
All right.
Good job, buddy. That was pretty good. Some difficult questions there.
Go ahead, you can talk.
I thought... Oh, I've been hoisted by my own petard.
I'm done.
Motherfucker. I would have thought that you would have got the name of Rachel's childhood dog, because that is the most recent episode that you were asked about. But yeah, you did well.
Thank you.
You did sufficient. But did you bamboozle some listeners, or were you bamboozled by our listeners? Please tweet us at FriendsPod with your score, and we'll give you a shout out or a shaming on the show. The one with all the Thanksgivings. We're back at Thanksgiving time.
Yes, and I remember you saying something like, these are one of the most watched shows, or they're around the time that...
They always try to do something a little special for Thanksgiving. Mm. We've had the football.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the one they were locked out their apartment.
Yes.
Classic episode.
Oh my god, right?
Last season, I can't remember what happened, but it was probably pretty significant.
Super.
There's more to follow, and this was a special episode.
Yeah.
They did things here that they don't normally do.
They did things.
First aired on the 19th of November. To an audience of how many, do you think? I'm currently winning 4-3, because I know you don't remember.
Very good. So that means you can go first.
Okay. 24.4 million was what we're working with. And I will say, for this episode, they got 25.2 million.
Okay. I'm going to say... 25.6.
Oh, wow. 23.9. They dropped down for the Thanksgiving. But I'll take it as the win.
It's very surprising.
Yes, I am surprised also.
Wow. Okay, we are both surprised.
But I will take my point as I move into a comfortable 5-3 lead for the season so far. The episode opens with a feeling that we all know too bloody well, eh? The group are sitting around the table... post-Thanksgiving feast, and they're all stuffed.
Totally. They're all, like, groaning.
Oh, yeah. Probably unbuckling a belt or two.
Saying how good the food was that Monica had slaved over.
I'm surprised we didn't see some buttons pinging across the room. Mm. God, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
As someone that's only had, I think, 3 or 4 Thanksgivings, I can bloody relate.
Yeah. There's a lot of food prepared, and you just tend to overeat. You have foods that you might typically not during the rest of the year, so it's kind of exciting. You just want to eat a lot of it.
True. As a pescatarian, do you find that you still manage to stuff yourself to an uncomfortable degree on Thanksgiving?
Absolutely, because the sides are actually my favorite.
The sides are your favorite.
Like, I never looked forward to having a turkey. I looked forward to all the sides, and I really like vegetables, so all the vegetables and the rolls and the pies and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. I never grew up with Thanksgiving, because I'm not from this country. Don't tell anyone. Don't want to get kicked out.
Topical.
It was something that I always knew about, though, like the Thanksgiving feast. But what I didn't know is that, like, your Christmas meals were a little bit different. Because, like, what you guys have for Thanksgiving is what we have for Christmas, basically. Like, turkey is a very, like, a roast meal with turkey. That's the sort of classic British Christmas Day meal.
I think... depending on the family, everyone does their own thing for Christmas. Some people do, like, Chinese food.
Yeah, there is some of that as well, because, like, a lot of people go to Chinese restaurants in the UK, because those are one of the few restaurants that are open on Christmas Day.
Some people do ham, and some people do roast beef. It just kind of depends.
Yeah, on Christmas Day here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or Christmas Eve, you know, somewhere around there.
Yeah. I mean, for me, look, I love a Christmas dinner. Fantastic. So, like, getting to have two within the space of a month, yeah, I'll do that.
Have you ever had a turducken?
I've not.
Would you?
Yeah, why not? I would eat a turkey, I would eat chicken, I would eat a duck, so why not just combine them all together?
Gross.
Nah, good stuff, man. Anyway, they're all stuffed. Everyone's like, I couldn't eat anything else, and Joey's like, me too. Actually, I need something sweet.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Because Joey has saved room on his dessert side.
Exactly. You have your dinner side, you have your dessert side, but also, even if you're full, you can always manage something a little, you just need a little, like a little something sweet.
Now, it's worth saying that they are not sitting around, like, the kitchen table. They're, like, sitting around the coffee table.
Yeah, because you could see plates and coffee mugs, so it looks like they might have had their dessert right there.
They've shifted there to be more comfortable.
Yeah.
We've never talked about it, but as someone who is a chef by trade, Monica's, like, dining area in her apartment is very underwhelming.
You mean her furniture?
For, like, they don't really have, like, a dining room. They have, like a pretty small table. Like, the whole gang couldn't really sit around that table.
But how often are they all there to eat dinner, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's just weird that Monica is, like, a chef. Like, even, like, her kitchen is fairly unassuming. There's, like, very little counter space. Like,
yeah, but she got an apartment. She didn't get one that fits her, like, exact needs of being a chef. Like, she has her space at work, and
I just think it's funny.
Maybe if she was an interior designer.
You would think it would be important to her. And I know, like, she inherited the apartment from her grandmother, so Sabrina, you don't need to correct me on this one, although I'm sure there's 50 things that you will correct us on this episode. But I just find it funny that someone who is clearly passionate about cooking doesn't have such an impressive space to A, prepare the food, and then B, enjoy the food.
Right.
Anyway.
Yes, very good. Thank you for that side.
So the gang are in food comas, and then someone suggests playing the classic Thanksgiving game, and they specifically describe it as a game. It's like, hey guys, you know what would be fun? If we play the Thanksgiving game of saying what we're thankful for.
Yeah, why is it a game?
That's not a game!
I thought they were going to do some, like, truth or dare thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be something where they can still talk and just kind of sit around, but play a game.
Why did they use the word game? Because it's just been like, well, seeing as we can't move or turn on the television, why don't we just go around and say what we're thankful for? Which, again, I'm a novice to Thanksgiving, but that is something you do before the meal?
Typically.
Right.
Yeah, everyone goes around and thankful for my health and my family and blah, blah, blah. And everyone takes a turn and then you just kind of dig in.
Because by the time that you're finished, you're just like, ugh, I'm thankful that I'm not vomiting down my cheek right
okay,
now.
Okay. Ugh. Gross. Ew.
So they go around and Joey's like, I'll go first. I'm thankful for this wonderful autumn weather, fall weather. And everyone's like, oh, Joey, that's nice and very surprising coming from you. You sex maniac. And then he's like, because there was a lovely breeze that blew a woman's skirt up at the bus stop the other day. And he was like, and I'm also thankful for thongs. And he's like, oh, Joey.
Thong, 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 thong.
Oh, bloody hell. Did you think he turned over a new leaf? Did he swerve you there? Or
A little bit. I thought it was a really nice response. I thought Phoebe would have something to say about it. But, you know, you can't change somebody.
A leopard never changes its spots.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that opens the episode. We then return back from the Rembrandts, and Joey's still talking about thongs.
Yeah, he's like, you know, there's so little fabric, and they can just do so much with it. And it's like, is it over here? Is it even covered? You know, and going on and on.
But what's funny is, while he's talking, he has, like, a very large bar of Hershey's as well. So he got
I didn't even notice that.
He got his little sweet thing. He's good to go. Ross is like, I don't have anything to be thankful for. Or he's like, let me try that again. I don't know what I'm more thankful for, my divorce or my eviction.
And thank God for Phoebe. She's like, oh, that's really good. I didn't think you found anything to be thankful for.
Well, here's the thing, Ross. How about the fact that even though you were divorced and evicted, you still have fucking wonderful friends that will put you up and stop you from being a fucking beggar on the street, eh? Or maybe your son. No? Not going to be thankful for those things?
Right.
Glass half empty with that guy.
On the street. I don't know if that's...
It's fine.
Yeah, where is his son? What? He doesn't spend holidays with him?
Yep. Again, like, I get why we're not seeing him every episode, because he's a fucking killjoy. But, like, they could have just been like, well, I'm thankful I got to spend time with Ben this morning, or something. Just like, right. Just like refer to seeing him, or like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I hope I've saved room for Thanksgiving meal number two that I'm having with Ben later, right. Or something. Just give us something. Come on.
You know, we haven't seen the triplets at all, and I really want to, and I hope that we do.
Maybe at their high school graduation. The conversation then kind of leads to who's had the worst Thanksgiving. And Chandler's like, I'm the king of bad Thanksgivings. And everyone's like, oh, Chandler. Because this has been referred to in Thanksgivings Gone By, how he hates it, because that was the time that his parents told them that they were getting a divorce.
And that's because his father is gay.
His father is gay.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened on Thanksgiving, so he's always hated Thanksgiving and refuses to celebrate it. Yeah. Even though it definitely seemed like he was celebrating it this year.
I mean, he was eating the food and hanging out with his friends, mm-hmm. but, yeah.
I mean, what's the difference? Like, if you're just going to eat as much food as anybody normally would on Thanksgiving anyway, then just eat some fucking turkey. Come on.
Yeah, so we kind of went to a flashback.
We did, yes.
Of his Christmas when he was a kid. Oh, boy. We went to a flashback of his Thanksgiving when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what year it was? Did you write that down?
I missed that. I tried to make a note of the years, but sometimes I was taking notes when it popped up, so I missed that one, but it must be like...
I want to say it was like 70...
79?
A little earlier, maybe.
77?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
And you see him and his parents sitting around the table.
We saw his mom, who we've seen once before, when she was locking lips with Ross.
Yeah.
They got her back, stuck a wig on her to make her look younger. It's like, just because your father wants to boink the, what does she call him, the houseboy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, that's not a good term. Doesn't mean that we love you any less. And then he turns around and the houseboy is there. He's like, more turkey, Mr. Chandler. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's that right there, Elizabeth, that's a classic Friends reference.
Oh, okay.
More turkey, Mr. Chandler. I can't wait from every Thanksgiving from here on out. I'll be turning to you and going, more turkey, Mr. Chandler.
I really can't wait.
It's going to be great. It's just a shame you don't eat turkey. So I already know what your answer is going to be.
I eat a tofurkey.
Just fuck off. So that's his bad one. And Phoebe's like, well, I've got a story as bad as that. Chandler's like, oh, really? You can do better than that. And she's like, oh, the butler rude to the poor little rich boy? Yes, mine's worse. And you think, well, Phoebe did grow up on the street. She's had a rough childhood. I'm sure she probably has some rough stories. But we go to her flashback, and it is 1862. And we're on the battlefield of American Civil War? No?
I grew up in the American public school. You think I know that?
Shit. Well, I thought you would know American history.
I don't know. I thought that was like in the 1700s. It could be. It could have been yesterday. I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
I didn't do well in history, and I'm sorry for everyone that I'm offending.
Which is everyone. And she's like a nurse in a tent, and she's like, I need more bandages for this man. And then an explosion happens, and her arm falls off, and it pisses with blood.
Yep.
And everyone's like, that doesn't count, Phoebe. It's only in this life. She's like, oh, then yeah, you have it worse. Which is, again, you would think Phoebe would have worse experiences from, like, her life.
Right.
She's been, like, homeless and shit.
Yeah, but at the same time, she thinks of things in a positive way. Like, she has a good outlook. And, yeah, and Joey makes a point to say, like, it's really cool that you can remember your past lives.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's true? That's a real thing?
No.
No, why not?
Because it just in no way seems plausible. Why would it work that way? That doesn't make any sense.
What, that she can remember, or that we could have had past lives?
I mean, she can think that she remembers past lives, but like that's also just your imagination. Like, I can picture myself as a nurse in 1862. That doesn't mean that it happened.
But it doesn't always have to be you. It could be, you could have been a woman. You could have been, mm-hmm. you could have died at age 6. Like, mm-hmm.
Could have, but why would that be the case?
Because it was back then when vaccines weren't around.
That's not what I meant, but all right.
Oh.
Never mind.
So, no, it's a hard no.
It is a very firm and hard no.
Okay.
Do you believe in past lives?
I don't know. But I wouldn't say no.
Okay.
I think there could be, but I just don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Fine.
I don't immediately just say no when I don't know enough about it. I'm not, like, ignorant like that.
Oh, yeah, it's ignorance. You're right.
Ooh.
Monica is revealed to have had a bad one as well. Like, Rachel's like, oh, Monica's got a bad story to tell. And then Phoebe's like, oh, yeah, the one where Joey got a turkey on his head. And then we flash back to Thanksgiving 1992. I made a note of that one. And Joey has a turkey on his head.
And it's huge. It's a big turkey. It must be 20 pounds more.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever put your hand inside a turkey?
Absolutely not.
It's, like, sharp. There are very sharp bones in there. If you stuck your head in there, you would be in immense pain.
I mean, that one was huge. It looked like the butthole could fit a head.
Well, at any rate, yes, he's there and he's like, oh, I went to scare Chandler. And, you know, we can tell it's 1992 because Joey is wearing his leather waistcoat.
It's very tight.
Phoebe has, like, crimped hair. And Monica is wearing a wig to make her hair look like the Lego hair that it was in season one. We were really big on talking about, like, hairstyles and fashion choices back in the day. We've kind of moved on from that now.
Yeah.
Now we just reference Chandler's bowling shirts, which he was wearing again this week.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving. You couldn't make an effort, Chandler. Oh, he doesn't celebrate it. Yeah, never mind. So yeah, it's just a funny little thing. We're like, oh, I did it to scare Chandler. Oh, haha. Very funny. But I was thinking about this. 1992. The show started 1994. I don't think Joey was living with Chandler for 2 years.
But who's to say he was living with him? They could have just been friends.
No. In previous flashbacks, they met when he moved in. But I don't think it was 92. Because, like, when he first moved in, when he first met Ross, that was, like, when Ross was getting a divorce from Carol.
Is that a continuity?
I think it's a continuity thing. Because, like, because then when we on our first episode, it's like Ross, like, moping about getting a divorce. So that would imply that he was moping for, like, 2 years.
God, from
when
he's been Chandler. Moping forever.
Well, Emily breathed new life into him. He was a new man.
Emily.
And then, you know, there was that year when he dated Rachel. When he didn't mope, he was just crazy jealous and a kind of a dick.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, I think they fucked up the continuity there. But anyway.
You fucked up.
Exactly so. But then that's revealed that that's not Monica's worst Thanksgiving because Phoebe knew, Rachel didn't know about it, and Rachel was the one that said, oh, Monica's got a bad Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, oh, so what was Monica's worst Thanksgiving? And then we get another flashback, and I didn't remember seeing the dates, but I saw it on the later one, so I think this must be 1987.
Okay.
It is, we're in the Geller household. We have Monica in a fat suit. Your favorite thing.
Mm.
And we have pre-nose job Rachel.
Yep.
Which is a hilarious joke at Jennifer Aniston's expense because, of course, she did get a nose job before she started on Friends.
Look at that.
So they're in the house. Ross is home for Thanksgiving from college. He brings his roommate with him, who is, of course, Chandler. Ross is still very much looking like when we saw him in the... You remember the video? Like the home video when he was going to take Rachel to prom?
Yes.
Yes, where he's got, like, the big kind of, like, curly hair and the shitty mustache.
Mustache, yeah.
And Chandler's hair is, like, sort of Ace Ventura-esque.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's a good way to say it. It's, like, stuck up and curled in, almost like they're, like, little horns. Ah, it's just weird.
It's very weird. So, yes,
I don't think it looked that bad, though, on him.
Okay. So he's there. Weird hair.
Rhymed.
Bad haircuts, to be sure, but still better than Joey's hair on season one of Friends, am I right? Remember he had, like, the sort of greasy pudding bowl cut?
Yeah, but that was the style of the time.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It really fucking wasn't. It's revealed, or it seems, that Monica's got a little crush on Chandler.
Oh, a little.
And Ross is still very much creeping on Rachel with his shit chat, and she's not interested.
Yeah, he's pervy.
But we do get a fun little, like, callback because Rachel's mad at her, like, high school boyfriend, Chip. Who, of course, we've met.
We sure have.
We've met Chip Matthews?
I don't know.
With his chipper motorcycle. You know, arrested development guy that Monica dated, basically.
Yeah.
So she's, like, mad at him, and Ross is like, I'm gonna make my move because this Chip guy is out of the picture. Ross tries to be cool. He's like, because he hears like Rachel talking about, oh, I just want to date college guys now.
Or like so, more men.
Yeah. So like Ross is like, hey, Judy, do you and Jack want like glasses brought out? Trying to be cool. And then Monica is just like, you're a fucking loser. Call them mom and dad. And he's just like complete, has his balls cut off right there. You're a little sister. Did you used to do shit like that?
I guess so.
Yeah, I bet you did. My sisters did that to me all the time. Like, try and embarrass you in front of your friends or something by, like, just, like, ripping the shit out of you.
Yeah.
God. I hate little sisters. They're the worst. So, there's more hilarity that ensues. It seems that Rachel and Chip are going to get back together. Ross and Chandler were, like, planning on using their fake IDs, but then Ross is like, well, if I make the moves on Rachel, maybe we'll be busy all night. And Chandler's just like, oh man, don't leave me here with your fat sister. And Monica hears it, and she gets really upset.
It's awful.
It's rough. You've always been a very vocal objector in terms of like the cheap laughs with like old fat Monica and the use of the fat suit. And I know you had problems this episode as well, but they did at least try to make a story out of it this time.
They did. They didn't just let it go by or use it just purely for jokes.
Yes.
But I do kind of check out when I see things like that. I really don't like body shaming at all. And I'll tell you when we get to the little bit later part, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. So she kind of like storms off and she's upset and she like bumps into her parents and her parents are like, oh, we don't have room in the fridge. Can you finish these pies? And she's like, no, thank you. And walks off, and Jack is like, well, Judy, you did it. She's finally full. Which, look, I'm with you. I don't think, like, being fat should be a punchline. But that was
the line was quite funny.
It's a pretty funny line.
Yeah, the line is funny.
We cut back to present day, and Chandler is very apologetic. Those guys are kind of, like, being, like, quite touchy-feely in front of everyone. Even though it's, like, still a secret. Mm-hmm. He's sort of like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And she's, like, earlier she was like, you of all people don't want to hear this story. Like, it's, you're sort of like, oh, oop, oop, boop. So he's really apologetic about it. And then Rachel's like, because I guess Monica was telling that story. And then Rachel's like, oh, no, I wasn't talking about that one. I was talking about the year later. And we go back to Thanksgiving 1988, just 4 years before Joey put the turkey on his head.
So just the next year. From the gallery.
Yes, it is. The year from the one that we just saw it. We now see Rachel with her nose job. Jack Geller compliments on it. Jack and Judy's in this episode, we should probably mention.
Yeah.
A couple of old favourites popping up for the second time this season. They were at Ross's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
The guys arrive home again. They got a new style this time. Did you recognise what their style was a reference to?
Well, they have on suit jackets that are open with a coloured shirt underneath.
Indeed. Like, I think Chandler had a white suit, and was it Ross had blue with, like, a yellow...
Yeah, shirt. Something.
It's a Miami Vice.
Okay.
Television show from the 1980s. They had, you know, I think it's Crockett and Tubbs, or Crocker and Tubbs.
But to be honest, they both looked really good. I feel like that's the best I've seen them.
This was the style at the time, but yeah.
I mean, like, Chandler's hair is slicked back all nice, and Ross's hair looks really good, and he has, like, a stubble.
Mm-hmm.
They look good.
Yeah, he looks better than Ross does, like, in present day in this episode. Yeah. Ross's hair is becoming alarmingly out of control. Like, his quiff is, like, becoming Morrissey, basically. It's mm-hmm. maybe to match his how he feels on the inside.
Oh, yes.
Oh, poor Ross.
Whatever.
They then turn around, and Monica arrives, and we've got now slim, trim... skinny Monica.
Teeny tiny. I mean, she's very small human. She's like smaller boned.
Dressed completely inappropriately for Thanksgiving?
Yep, she's in a very tight like bodycon dress and it's strapless, but the straps, she has one that kind of go over the forearm.
Mm, a very sexy position to put like the arms of a dress thing.
Yes. Mm. And she kind of, you know, Chandler sees her and is like, oh, Monica. And she's like, oh, what? Dressing on my dress? And, you know, turns around all slow. And, you know, she's very done up and everything.
Yeah, she's off to prom or something by the looks of it.
Now, this bothered me because this is probably one of my biggest pet peeves.
Okay.
Is when if people lose weight,
mm.
people say, wow, you look so good. Like, whoa, you look so different. Yeah, you look great. You look terrific. Things like that. implying that they couldn't have looked good if they had more weight on them. Like, oh, you only look good now because you're so thin, which is the societal standard. I really have a problem with that. You know what I mean? So, I do. You know, Chandler said it, and, you know, whoever else mentioned it, you know, she looks terrific. She looks great. Wow, look at your body. Like, that's my
thing. I agree.
Like, why isn't it every day we're not saying, wow, you look so good? Like, why isn't it, wow, you're so happy. Your face is mm-hmm. like, you're smiling a lot, and your hairstyle looks nice, and that color looks good on you. Why is it about body?
It can sometimes work the other way, though. Like, if you see someone who has been, like, super thin, and then they, like, put a bit of weight on, you're like, oh, yeah.
Well, yes, if it's an unhealthy thing.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, but, you know, she does allude to the fact that she had to lose weight because of, like, some heart issues, mm-hmm. too. So that was a health reason. But if it's just, like, someone is bigger boned, and they're going to express themselves and wear whatever they want, like, and if they lose some weight because of whatever, oh, you look so good. Like, wow, great. You know, that people make a point to notice the weight difference.
The episode is joining some dots here because it's like Monica is thin because she was body shamed by Chandler. But like also in like that first flashback, like she had cooked him mac and cheese and she was like, do you like it? It's like, yeah, it's great. You should be a chef. And she's just like, okay.
Yeah.
So like Monica is skinny and a chef because of Chandler.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's really crazy.
We then hear about Ross's new girlfriend, Carol. Presumably Carol 1.0, the original 1.0, Carol. Yes. Yeah, do you even remember her? Would you be able to pick her out of a lineup? She was in one episode.
I think so, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he's like, yeah, she's really great. She plays on the golf team and the lacrosse team. And she's really good. You know, she just goes both ways on the
teams. She plays for both teams, is what they say. And you're just like, ugh. Because, like, I'm sure, yes, that's a very clever thing to say, but didn't that make you mad? Because that's not right. No, she doesn't play for both teams. She is a lesbian.
True.
How dare they?
Yeah, that's another one. Like, you know, gay jokes, ha ha ha, so funny, you're gay, and whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting that it was kind of a reference to what might come, and, like, I know...
Yeah, tragic foreshadowing for yes. Ross.
But it didn't bother me as much as...
No, you're still fuming about the fat
I don't
jokes.
Know that it. We all have it tough. Mm-hmm. Women have it tough. Men have it tough. But it's. Yeah. I really don't like to see people shamed for their size.
No, I agree.
And I will get off my pedestal.
No, but I mean, you know. It's another one of those reasons why, like, the show maybe doesn't work today, or why, like, now that it's on Netflix, like, younger audiences are kind of not maybe falling for it the same way. There has been articles about Friends written about how it's intolerant and makes these cheap jokes.
But I mean, honestly, I think I'm digging way too much into it, but as someone seeing it for the first time, I am looking at it through these younger kids' eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, but that's also just, it's a personal thing, you know, it's kind of hitting close to home, and the fact that I don't like when I see people body shame or the victims of body shaming or really, you know, any of that mm-hmm. stuff. And maybe I am being too much of a millennial, but I
mean, 1998 was peak time for fat suit humor. Like, this sure. was like Eddie Murphy as the Clumps and the Nutty Professor and stuff. This was that sure. time. Like, people loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing funnier than someone in a fat suit.
And at the
what
same time...
What about Bloody New Girl? 10 years later, they're still yes, making the same uh-huh. joke. How dare they?
Like, at the same time, like, I love to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, and some of the bigger queens that are comedy queens tend to resort to food jokes as a way to get a laugh. And they mention that. Mm-hmm.
I don't...
Like, Eureka, she mentions it, that, oh, I could only be funny when I talk about food. Like, I can only be... I'm only... People like me because I'm funny, not because of my weight kind of turns people off. You know, it gets real.
Yeah.
Check it out, everyone. RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm sure you've heard of it a million times.
So, Chandler's jaw hits the floor, and he's, like, checking them out, and he gets checked by Ross and then Jack. They're like, come on, dude. Don't fucking perv over our sister/daughter.
Yeah.
And, like... Rachel is like to Monica, yeah, you got your revenge. You know, he was totally checking you out. And Monica wasn't satisfied with that. She wants more revenge.
Yeah.
So, like, the plan is to, like, seduce him and get him naked and shove him out on the lawn, basically, where he can be laughed at.
Yeah, and so she can kind of point at him and laugh, which I would assume he would take on as a... She's laughing at the size of my... That's what my mind went.
Well, I just think being naked on a stranger's lawn is embarrassing, even if you've got a big one.
Oh, I kind of thought it was, ha 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 ha, penis.
Oh, I see. Well, I mean, Chandler doesn't have that big dick energy.
Good.
Oh, okay. PDE. Did I do a modern reference? Ah, oh, yeah.
Look man, at the me. Twitters are going to be all over this man, episode.
We're going to hit the big time. So she doesn't know how to seduce her, but she's going to pretend to give her her flower. Give him her flower, because she's referring to it as her flower.
Her virginity.
All through the episode. Yep. Rachel kind of talks her through how to be sexy, like running things through your fingers and kind of dapping yourself with like a rag. I don't know.
Did that work? Does it work?
Oh, I mean, it was very sexy when Rachel was talking about it.
So it worked for you?
Well, no. Look, it didn't in that particular instance, but I was surprised that like teenage Rachel was so adept at like giving sexy suggestions, like running something through your fingers. Like, I don't know. That seems advanced for a teenager.
Like 17-year-old or whatever. Yeah,
but whatever. We're maybe reading too much into this. Chandler comes in. He's asking for mac and cheese. So Monica like tries to cook him mac and cheese while being sexy. So she's like holding the mac and cheese against her face. And then she like picks up some carrots in between her fingers. They're like little Wolverine claws.
Yes. They're like witch nails.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, and this knife. I love the feeling on my skin. And she holds it against her dress.
Yeah.
And then Chandler's just like, are you okay? And she kind of is like, oh, and she throws it all up in the air. And we get slow motion and the knife comes down and up right through his shoe. And then we hard cut to a hospital where he's being rushed in on a gurney. He's had his toe cut off. It's because his shoes are made of wicker, which you can only assume is a Miami Vice thing as well.
Mm.
And the doctors are like, oh, did you bring the toe to reattach? And Monica's like, I've got it right here. And the doctor's like, this is a carrot. And it's too late. They can't reattach it now. So Chandler loses a toe.
Well, it seems he loses a toe until later on he says, oh, I missed the tip of it. That's where the nail is.
Yeah, he missed it. Yeah, she cut off the tip of his toe.
That's the tip. I thought it was going to be the...
Sometimes just the tip is all you need.
I thought it was going to be the whole toe, the way he was so distraught about it. Like, what's the big deal? It's just the tip
what's
of a
the
toe.
What's the big deal?
It's a tip of a toe.
Yeah. This is the first we've heard about him missing a tip.
Yes, I was going to ask you that.
Because there was, like, a specific episode where, like, people were making fun of, like, their weird things of their body. And, like, the thing they focused on with Chandler is he had a third nipple.
Right. I was going to say, has that been referenced
before?
Yeah,
it hasn't. No, it
hasn't.
Maybe
it just needed something.
Like, it's funny that they're, like, doing callbacks to things like Carol and, like how Monica lost weight and became a chef.
Yeah.
But, like, you would think, like, this would be a callback as well. It would be like, oh, we've talked about Chandler not having a... losing a toe. This is how it happened. Mm-hmm. But no, it's just... Now Chandler is missing a bit of part of his toe. Presumably not his big toe.
And 9.5 toes.
Well, he had the third nipple removed, if you recall.
2 nipples and 9.5 toes.
Mm-hmm. We then cut back to the present day, and Chandler is furious, and he storms off in a huff. And Monica's like, I'm so sorry. And he's just like, I need some space. And he's like, this was 10 years ago. You think, like, what does it matter? Like...
Well, he's mad because...
She cut off his toe.
Right.
But he already knew she cut off his toe.
But he didn't know the reason why she was even doing that.
But, like, he was like, I called you fat, so you cut off my toe. That's not what happened.
No, but I guess it's, like, in a weird way, it kind of is. Like, this... Him calling her fat kind of led her to this whole revolution of, I'm going to lose all this weight and I'm going to be sexy. So, like, by default, it's kind of like, if I hadn't worn my yellow jacket, that person wouldn't have said, look out, because they noticed me. So I would have gotten hit
like
by the car.
Oh, it's like that episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Like the butterfly effect,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. He grabbed an umbrella and then he got hit by a car and then he saw Stella again and blah, blah, blah.
So I think that's where he went with that.
Blah. Not good.
Michael does not approve.
Not good. Not good. He doesn't have a reason. Like, he could have been mad at her at the time. And, like, where are the jokes where he's like, oh, remember when you cut off my toe? Because it's not a new revelation. It's not like he knew that she cut off
but
his toe.
But he didn't know why.
But she did. It was an accident.
Right. It was an accident. She didn't mean to.
It wasn't like, he called me fat, so I am going
to... I took
to...
a knife and...
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It was an accident.
Right.
All right. Bullshit. So Chandler's a child.
So he goes off and sulks, and he's kind of just sitting. And then Monica arrives at the door, and she has a turkey on her head. And Chandler's like, this isn't going to work. So then she puts on glasses and a fez.
And he's like, this isn't going to work. And then she's like, all right. And then she, like, does a dance. And she does that really, like, that kind of shoulder shimmy dance. It's
called, yeah, shimmy.
I hate it.
You don't like shimmies?
That dance makes me so uncomfortable.
It's so your boobs move.
But, like, I've seen guys do it. I've seen girls do it. It's not sexy regardless. It's,
yeah, because your boobs just, like, go all wild.
I don't care for that dance from anybody. I do not like that dance. It really, noted. Like, I'll put my hands up. Courtney Cox, she's looking good. But, no, that dance does nothing. Nothing for me. And that win, the dance wins Chandler over. He's like, oh, my God, I love you. And that stops Monica dead in her tracks. She's like, you love me? And he starts freaking out because Chandler is afraid of commitment.
He meant to say it, though. Well, no, he didn't mean to say it right then, but he means it.
Yeah. But he's, like, terrified. Because he's like, no, I didn't mean it. And she's like, yes, you did.
Yeah, but she's like, what did you say? And he's like, I didn't say anything. Instead of being like, I love it. Like, what you're doing. I love it. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Because he's a doofus.
A doofus indeed.
He's a nine-toed doofus.
Nine and a half.
Yeah. And then, in the process, Monica scares Joey. And the episode ends. Good stuff. And then we finish Thanksgiving 1915. Phoebe is on the battlefield, presumably World War One, which is an odd place for comedy. Not since the BBC show Blackadder goes forth has World War One been harvested for comedy. But she, again, is a nurse in a tent, and there's another explosion, and she loses another arm.
And she's...
French.
Yes, French.
She's like, this is ridiculous. And it's, funny? It's funny.
I guess. I don't like the blood squirting out. It made me... yuck. So, no, it wasn't funny.
And that was the one with all the Thanksgivings. Were you thankful that you saw this episode?
I'll give it a 5.
Out of?
10.
Oh, okay. Somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, it was just fine. It was just there.
What do you think of, like, these flashback episodes?
I kind of like that. I kind of like to know what happened before we really knew them.
Mm-hmm.
So I do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Like, the, again, we've already referenced it. They use it a lot in How I Met Your Mother. We see, like, a lot of Ted and the other people's days in college and stuff like
that. Yeah, no, I do like that. I don't like the flashbacks where it's been an episode we've already seen.
Oh, yeah, everyone hates those.
But I like that because it's a new memory, a new side that we didn't know about. Mm. And we kind of get to see their character when they were younger and how they were. And no, I do like it.
I'm against them.
Whoa, controversy!
In general, I'm against them. This was actually pretty well done.
I really like them. I like when they do in Frasier. I know we talk about Frasier a lot on this podcast. But when they do... the best flashback was when... I think the child actors were spot on. When they were sitting at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's been other ones where they've used all different sorts of kids for Niles and Frasier. But the one where they're sitting at the lunch table is the most accurate.
Is that the one where they find the skull?
No, that was the third.
Oh.
I've been watching a lot of Frasier.
Okay.
They were just talking about how, oh, God. I know they're talking about how the food is, preposterous and whatever.
Oh, was that the one where he went to the British pub? Or was that the second time? It doesn't matter. People don't care.
I care.
Frasier's a great show. We'll get to it one day.
We're plugging Frasier, Lana Del Rey, RuPaul's Drag Race. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I mean, we talked about How I Met Your Mother, but I'm
we always do, though. We do.
So much of it. Yeah, I think this was fine. I remember not liking this episode, and as we watched it, I kind of smiled throughout. I thought it was all pretty well done.
I saw you look at me a few times, see if I was smiling, and I was not.
Yeah, because that was because I knew that you would have a problem with the fat suit.
Oh, it turned me off.
This is an example of doing it well. I don't want to give too many spoilers. They will go back to this theme in later seasons,
right.
And they shall do it, I feel, not so well. But we shall see.
Okay.
And I'll maybe talk about why I dislike these things more in the bad episodes.
And hopefully Danny will come back.
Well, I think we have to see him at some point. They had the party with Doug Benson. And so we'll get to that.
And hopefully the triplets.
Maybe. Well, the next episode that we'll be watching, which is episode 9 of season 5, is the one with Ross's sandwich. Now, we all know Joey likes a sandwich or two. Too bloody much sometimes. Mm. But Ross liking sandwiches?
Who doesn't like a sandwich?
What's going on there?
No, who doesn't like a sandwich?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens there.
All right.
Thank you all very much for listening to this episode of the Friends Till the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. You can find us on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can remember to submit your scores for Bamboozled if you successfully bamboozled Elizabeth. You can also just join in the chat and drop us a line. We always love hearing from our listeners over on there. You can also find us on Patreon if you want to help support the show and sling a couple of bucks our way. We are going to be putting out bonus content. I know we've been saying that for a while, but our Friends on Film bonus podcast will be available on Patreon within the month of, by the end of August, I'm going to set that up. August 2018, we're going to have started that. That is the goal I'm setting myself. If you want to support us, our first 10 Patreon supporters will also receive a little thank you sent in the mail from Elizabeth and I. So that's a little bonus thing not listed on our goodies that we list there on Patreon. So you can support us that way. You can check out our website, friendstilltheend.podomatic.net, with all of our old episodes. And as always, head on over to iTunes, leave us a friendly rating and review, subscribe there, and tell a friend. Word of mouth, great way to support the show. Elizabeth.
Michael.
I'll see you soon when we're talking about Ross's sandwich. God, I hope they have room for Ross's sandwich after that big bloody Thanksgiving
meal. I don't know if they will.